Good morning to you, everybody. Good morning, Philippe. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Thierry. And welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
You are in a big preparation for a specific event, a specific theater performance, interactive show. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, so this performance is called Embracing the Planet. Mm-hmm. So it's a dance and drama performance. And we use in this dance and drama performance, we use also video and sound, specific sounds with specific frequencies of the earth, of the planets, and healing frequencies. So the show in himself, so it's called Embracing the Planet because it's very linked to nature and environment. Mm-hmm. And the vital link we have with the nature and environment and with the earth. And the show is inspired by a journey we had, Philippe and me, because we are artists since many years. We have a dance and drama company since many years from Réunion Island, and we toured a lot in the world, and principally we spent many years in South Africa. And in this country, we connected with beautiful people, and that inspired this performance. So it's really something we want to share because it's come from a long journey.
It was also the performance which was called before From Cave to Sky, right?
We had an
I mean, I think your opus actually is growing. It was
exactly
probably
that.
Originated in
yes.
something and now going
I see
to
you
that.
Did a good job of preparation. You are totally right.
Yes,
always, I said that to Thierry today. It's like since 30 years, we always say the same story. It's always the same journey from cave to sky again now. Because, in fact, what is the journey? What is the story? We speak about the thread of light, but maybe even is touched by that. We will speak more about that. But the sun said that we have
the
all
sun
of
Bushman,
sun Bushman, you know, the first people at the
roots
of our human tree, said over all of us we have a thread of light, which link us to the universe and cosmos and stars, that help people and the sun to hunt, to look for their path,
to be connected with the universe,
to live life in a spiritual dimension.
For many reasons, when this thread of light is broken, they feel disoriented, isolated, and it's where the anger can come, the self-illness, the conflict. Mm-hmm. There are many reasons.
So
that
this show is actually a response to, I think, the way how we deviated in our progress. I think it started probably with the Industrial Revolution.
Not only that, there are many reasons for this broken string. So the show we tell on stage is how we reconnect, how we find again this thread of light. So it's a spiritual journey from the noisy world, the modern life, to the cave. It's a metaphor, of course, of our inner life, to the sky, to the stars, through the vision of the San Bushman people, who are the first people who have great culture, complex culture, great mythology. And Irvin is a son, so he can speak more than me.
You are really son?
Yeah.
Are you playing the son?
Both.
He's really,
and he plays his character.
You're really from the area.
My great parents from very strong line of San tribe.
You were born there? You grew up in this environment? Or
no, I was born in Joburg, but I was raised in an oasis called Burimoe next to Botswana, borders of Botswana. So I got to grasp a little bit, but I left at a very early age when I was young because education. I needed to get a better education, so I had to move back to Joburg.
So you were in touch a little bit, but probably not so much as you want. That that play does bring you forward to that's reconnect you with it.
In a lot of ways, it has, and I'm I'm learning. It's I feel so much in touch with who I really am than who I thought I was, you know, with the research that I'm doing, that I've been doing for the past 2 years regarding this play, and the with the information in Terry and Philippe they've been compiling for so many years, I don't know how long, and it's been very fruitful for me to reconnect with my roots.
Is the character, it's incredible. It's a blessing to work with Irvin for many reasons. First, because he's a great artist and so connected, so emotional, so committed and experienced. He's also the character of our show. Okay. This man from the city, in a way far from his south, and who wants to reconnect with his own source, own spirit, own culture. But there are many reasons about this broken string, as I said, the modern life, contemporary noisy world, but also colonialism, oppression. We start the show by, they broke for you the string, but it's a kind of oppression, maybe Evan will tell you that, but he was not allowed to speak his own mother tongue, he was not allowed to be called by his own name. So that, plus that, plus that, break your thread of light, and you become your life become a lie.
Yeah, I think, maybe you can say, maybe you can tell us about it.
My family, it's from a tribe called Kam, which is one of the oldest tribes in the San Bushman community. And we were, my great-grandfather, when told us that our family surname had to be changed because they couldn't pronounce it, and our son names had to be changed, and we had to take Tswana names, Tswana, which is another group that took San culture and made it their own, but it's so much diluted.
So there's like this language problem there?
It doesn't. The language that we adapted doesn't have that anymore.
What would be your real name?
My real name was Matumtum.
The way you pronounce it, I mean,
like it's M A T H U N G T H U N G.
Matutu, but that
tum tum.
Matu.
That's
who it is. And my surname was Time, which was N X E M E, but now it's Time.
Okay, did not know that.
Now it has to be changed to T E M E.
That is hard to, I mean, for us.
Yeah.
And that we come also to the frequencies, because the language is connected with that, yeah? You were saying about something, the frequencies which are incorporated in the theater show, these are binaural frequencies or generated frequencies, or what did you mean by frequencies? Because our body is really instrument. I mean, it does.
In fact, during our journey and research, we found that there is a big connection between the ancient knowledge in the indigenous culture and now with the research, scientific researchers, for instance, for the quantum physics that said everything in fact is energy. Everything is energy, so energy is
and
connected,
everything is moving,
everything is moving, but everything is energy frequencies. Okay, that said, for instance, in the indigenous culture, often they were connected to the cosmos, to the nature, to the environment. Some people can say it in a magical way, but it was not in a magical way. They were feeling the environment. They were living with the nature. They were living with with the moon and all that. So they were feeling. So that means they were able to feel these frequencies. And even in the ritual, when you see some ritual, the shamans, when they travel, they go in a spiritual journey, they need a drum, they need sound to make this journey. That means that the connection with the frequencies is very important when we have to feel and to live with the nature and with the environment. So, and you were speaking maybe in the life of the humanity we deviated. So maybe the deviation is because we forgot some things and we lose this ability to be to listen, to hear, to be in connection through the frequency. So it was one of the part of our research, because we work with scientists and we worked also with indigenous people, and we felt that the bridge, the connection, was through the frequencies. It's why we did exploration, and it's sure, for instance, when people go in expansion of consciousness, you can do it using specific, very specific frequencies to do this expansion of consciousness. And voilà, so that was our research, and it's also it's why for the show we did this exploration with frequencies, music, and also connected to the language, mm-hmm. because also with the San Bushman, the sound, the language come from the listening of the nature all around, you know, listening the click of the legs of the antelopes, listening the clicks of the insect, listening the nature. Mm-hmm. You can say maybe a little bit more.
You can still speak the language?
Yeah.
I can't.
Maybe in your name is like, it's got a different...
I can't. It's lost. Few people who are still alive can speak and translate it, which old my grandmother, but she's old.
So that's been nothing.
And it's why when we meet, Philippe and me, spiritual leaders and political leaders of the San Bushman community, who told us, please help us to share something with the world about our language, because our language is disappearing, and we have so much to share about this link, about the link with the earth, with a lot of things, about a lot of knowledge. If our language disappears, a lot of knowledge will disappear.
Yeah, so the show speaks about that, the loss, voilà. You know, the lost language, and how Irvin in his character will remember the language of his mother tongue, in fact, you know, listening the voice of a mother, and that will provoke his body memory. That is a frequency we were speaking about, how the mother tongue can reconnect you, also reactivate some memories in your cells.
Yeah.
And it's why we are in Auroville.
That's why we're in Auroville.
Yeah. Yes, because it's about memory of body, mind of the cells, how the spirit joined the matter. You know, it become a universal story. First, the story of the sun we were speaking about now, it's a universal story, it's a reality, it's also a metaphor of our own existence of everyone. We are, all of us, we have this string of light. Do we take care or not? Do we feel isolated, disconnected, or do we feel connected? How we reconnect? It's our responsibility. But sure, the San Bushman knew what the scientist reveal today. All is energy. The matter is also energy. It's what the San said long time ago. It's what, in a way, Mother and Sri Aurobindo said also.
So you said that is one of the reasons you came here, because yesterday as we were talking, you said, actually you asked me, what is the spirituality to me? So now I'm going to ask you, what is the spirituality to you? through your path, actually, what did you find out? Because I know you met some, so to say, teachers, and probably you explore some things. So what is that to you?
Spirituality? Well, for me, it's an experience. Experience of the oneness, experience of a reality beyond what we can see, beyond the matter, beyond the physical appearance, you see, beyond the form.
Okay,
there is something behind that we can feel, that we can touch, like a self, a universal consciousness. I am a part of that. And spirituality, for me, is this experience of the oneness. And my sadhana, if I have one, my discipline, is to try, as Mother and Ama and so many teachers said, how we can call this divine life in our body, in our cells, to make our body like as a temple.
Mm-hmm. Let's ask him, because maybe he still knows the answer.
Well, for me, from my understanding, it's spirituality is when one coexists within himself. You know, when you find that, when you reach that point of contentment, of within your solitude, and with no doubts, for me that is total spirituality. Because when one dies, the soul survives. You know.
Yeah, they even measure it.
You know, they the same people, they have a way of measuring one's body as a planet. Mm. They call the soul the planet. Mm. They say if we die, the planet survives. But if the planet dies, everything dies.
Mm.
So if the soul dies, everything.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
And you, Terry?
Oh, for me, as Philippe said, it's an experience. But it's an experience of every second to go beyond the appearance, to go beyond the duality also, because we face a lot of duality in life, and it happens every second, every minute, and to find a way to really be connected to something which unites us and but to the true energy of life, to the true life, to the spirit of life, because life is still a mystery. it's still a mystery. Sometimes we are émerveillés, marvel,
surprise.
No, not surprise, but wow, we say life. And sometimes, it's scared you. Yeah, but there's a reality which is beyond that, which we can't catch with our small understanding. But if we focus above duality, we can reach something.
What we try through our very specific artistic experience is to not to be an artist, but a artist.
Artist.
To really commit with consciousness. Always even aware everyone about energy, consciousness, how we are one on stage. It's, as Mother said, it's a big responsibility to be an artist, no? It's to connect people to the divine beauty, to reveal this divine beauty. And it's why we wanted to do this show in Auroville, and if God wants, we'll develop some project here. Because we need to surround our work with this divine presence, atmosphere.
In Auroville, you feel it closer or more intensive than anywhere else?
First, we are very inspired by Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and the work of Mother and Sri Aurobindo. We met ancient Aurovillian as Francis, who worked with us, and he met Mother, and he told us that now it was easy for them because Mother was there and they received the grace. Now Mother is still there and you have to invoke. We invoke, but we feel Mother is still there everywhere, and we feel the grace. It's if we are connected, there's a miracle each time, each second. If we want to control, if we are not aligned, if we want to manage things by our own self, it becomes heavy. And we face all our devils, demons.
That's a problem.
It becomes a nightmare. It's like everything is more intense.
Direct.
You said something which I think it might be one of the problems we have, especially European mentality, which is really mental, that you tend to have a control or to, you know, to manage somehow the things, yeah, which usually does go much better without your in
interference. Absolutely.
So if you're not online,
I'm very touched by.
And this one, he's looking at me, so he got his own opinion, I think.
Yes. No. Yes, yes. You have your opinion.
No, because when we are talking about the spirituality, it's like I figure out usually the people who doesn't talk about the spirituality much, they are really connected. And somehow, not disrespect, but from so-called Western world, we really have attention to explain things.
What is actually spirituality?
And if he said something, I mean, it's different, yeah?
Totally.
So how you connect to that? So out of that you came to Oregon?
Yes, to have this experience, to meet artists, to meet spirit of the Oroville also, to ground the show in the knowledge of teaching of Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Our work is a kind of laboratory of evolution in a way. We try to live an experience in our own body on stage. But before to be on stage, we work a lot in Kripa or in the open air space. If we had more time, we will work in the forest.
You had you had like 5 weeks of workshop with the. Yeah. I think people. There were many people who.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people. It was very nice because before we had a few people because it was holidays, but after people were so happy, they talk, and now we have a lot of people and also a lot of Indian from the village, a lot of young people from Svaram and from
Bamboo Center.
So we are more than happy because with them we share a lot. It's a sharing.
And we can feel the energy of the people of the place.
It's an interaction and it's giving and taking. It's an exchange of energy.
It's really an exchange. Yeah. And our work is to... What is our work, in fact? It's not to teach anything. It's just to give a space for everyone. Where everyone can feel empowered.
Empowered.
Voilà. It's about empowerment. To reconnect people. To allow people, in fact...
To reconnect
with themselves. Just a space where it's allowed.
Yeah.
A place where they can do it.
So as a tool you gave them the space and...
And some skills.
Yeah.
So
Some tools about rhythm, about
energy, about listening to a partner, about creativity, about... gravity, alignment, management of emotion and energy, voice, breathe. But that technical thing is not so important. The most important is to feel, wow, I am the king in my kingdom. I take my life. I was very happy of what you said, even about to connect yourself and even to join your solitude, to experiment your unity. Because that is the thing, no? When Oroville wants to develop the human unity, first you have to connect with your own unity, otherwise it's always...
Social fraction, yeah.
Yeah.
We really forgot a lot of things, right?
Sorry?
We really forgot a lot of things through the millenniums of development, so to speak.
But our work, you know, is very... We do it with a lot of fun. Also, it's very important that we are like children, kids. We also, it's important also to have fun and to enjoy. And, you know, and for me, I enjoy so much the workshop. I want to do it more and more. We add always one more because first we are in the open air space in Bharat Nivas. So it's very nice because there are trees, the garden, and the mama around who join us, the workers. It become, I don't know, it's an appointment for everyone. So, sorry, and it's good. And people come with their instruments now. They carry the workshop. Everyone want to share something. I'm happy. I'm very happy of this. At the beginning, it was not so easy for us to manage that, to direct, because people are so different. We had an old, very experienced actor from Colombia who has to meet a young man from the village who doesn't speak English, and how we can make this connection. But we did it. They performed together. I don't know. It's like something we join the kid inside ourselves, and we forget we are black, white, Indian, or I don't know. There is something where we are happy together.
This show you presented already on other spaces, yeah?
No.
The same show?
No.
That
will be the first, the premiere for Auroville.
The world premiere.
The world premiere.
That's a world premiere.
It's a world premiere in Auroville. Oh. Yeah, it's a world premiere.
It's why we are in Auroville Radio. To announce it. No, it's a big event for us because we work a lot for that.
And besides you guys, is also any Auroville participating in the show?
Yes. We work with Jeremy Roske. Mm-hmm. We work with Vania, who is a composer.
Vania Avakian.
We work with Francis, who work for the video, the making of, and it's very nice sharing. And
Giorgio?
No, he's a partner.
Doris. Francis and Doris.
We work with Giorgio, the photographer. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful, and every day we have new Auroviliens who come to join and to help, to support. Now the technician...
So there is Marie, and there is
Ruben. Jean is coming soon. The costume lady, I don't remember the name. Yeah. She's from a unit.
Yeah, she's a dress designer. And also with the participation of Bharat Nivas.
Yes, Bharat Nivas. Sure. And for sure we work with VAR and Tim to translate, because I wrote in French. They translate in English most of the text. And it's all, they are poets also, they know how to do it well.
And we are welcomed by Riju. Riju. She cares for us.
Even you met Savitri for the dance, and she gave some advice about the Indian dance. I don't know, it's kind of network around this creation, and it's
such
beautiful.
A short time, you really met a lot of people who are actually productive.
Thanks to Mother. It was amazing. We also met Joss.
Yes, Joss.
Because the show is also about the forest, the nature.
Medicinal plants, yeah.
Yes, and also he came from South Africa. He met the sun. You have to meet him. He organized a bridge between Auroville and the sun community.
From Kimberley.
Yeah, Kimberley. So it's amazing. There is something blessed. So, yes, it's a world premiere. It's on the 10th of July. And it's
at 8 p.m.
Yes, it's for free, for sure. Everybody is invited. About the show itself, we have to say that it's a multimedia show. There are three people on stage, but many more. First, because we have the angels, ancestors, the spirit, and the divine presence. And also the video, very important. The video who interact with the movement of the dancer in a very contemporary way. So we use the frequency of Vania, the image of the video. It means that we use a new technology, and in fact we create a bridge between the new technology and the knowledge, the spirit of the Saint Bushman who are at this cradle of humankind.
And the text is inspired also by the sun.
And the text is inspired by the poetry of the sun and their experience. But the text is short, it's more physical, organic.
As you said, frequency, the music.
And the music is very important. The dance is amazing. And I'm very happy as a director. I'm very happy to work with Yvonne, Thierry, Vania, Jeremy, and all the people we said. We feel blessed, and we want to share that with a maximum of people.
Yeah, I think it's a good day. Because the children are back. The school starts on Monday, so that would be on 10th. This is Friday, yeah?
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's good, yeah. We are back to life after a hot, hot summer.
Yes, but survive.
What I wanted to ask you, but you said this is actually the premiere, which is like, whoa, we are really doing good. Traveling through and being in the communication with other communities, with other places, probably very so different. Do we have a hope as a planet? Oh, let's say so. Mm. Is humankind ready for the shift of the consciousness? Mm. To go, to go back, mm, to reconnect what we knew already?
Personally, me, because we did a lot of research and we tried also to connect with many communities, because we met indigenous people in Australia, in New Caledonia, and me personally, I feel that there's small in the world, there's small island where people, there's deep consciousness which is awaking. Mm-hmm. They are very conscious about what's happened, and also they know that there is tools which we can use to save this planet, to preserve the planet. They are very, very conscious. So I hope it will spread and it will touch the people who govern this planet. But in the same time, we are governing also the planet. So I don't know how it can happen, but it's sure it's a prayer I'll do every day because it shows that there is an emergency about the planet. Cool.
To add what he's saying, and to your question, I would answer it, but with another question. Like, when we say, do we have hope on this planet? And I believe that, as the saint said, that your soul is a planet, so mm-hmm. you are the planet. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do you have hope? You asking yourself, do you have hope in living? Mm-hmm. As you have hope of survival. So it's interdependent. Mm-hmm. It's dependent, sorry, not interdependent. Mm-hmm. So I think it starts here now in this room at this very moment. We make a decision, and out there, whoever is listening, they make a decision. And if solely, I think it we do have hope, and hope. For the mere fact that everybody is not alive because of different reasons, we are alive because we have a purpose. And I believe that in the Zen, and my grandmother always said to me, people die for two reasons. One is if they fulfill their purposes. Mm-hmm. The second one is if they've missed their purpose.
So it's pretty much true.
We're still alive, so there is hope. Clearly, we haven't missed the purpose.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's a choice. It's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. Personally, I have hope. It's a beautiful moment. It's not an easy time for the planet and for the humanity, but it may be a time of a big shift. Mm. But in our show, we always speak about ecocide.
And genocide.
Yeah. Genocide of the first people. And ecocide, because we believe that Mother Earth is
a living being.
So, and we cannot, I think, but this big shift depends on our own consciousness, our own evolution. Now people speak about environment, climate change, and like it's outside of us. Mm. They speak about environment, but it's not environment, it's around you. Mm. And as he said, Irvin, we are, our soul is a planet, we are a part of this earth, we are totally connected, so we cannot. The ecology start by an inner ecology for sure, and inner life, inner experience. It's time to do it, and I think the divine give us now all the tools we need. So it's a responsibility. We cannot say we didn't know. You make a mistake because you are ignorant, but if you know that it was a mistake and you have been aware, after it's your responsibility if you continue to do it. So I think now we have tools. A lot of people open eyes, their eyes, their heart, and as Mother said, if someone changes in the depth of himself, it's a big change for the planet also. So maybe not all people are ready, but the people who are ready, they have to change now. It's their responsibility. And it will be a contagious?
Yeah, contagion.
Contagion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, contagion.
Of love, of consciousness.
It's why we
cannot do our art like before, you know, and sell the show and tour in the world. Thierry said we tour in 82 countries. Mm. So, voilà, Evan is also a very experienced performer who tour a lot. But we felt that we wanted another experience now connected to our spirituality. Mm. It's not a show. It's not only a show, at least. Mm. It's a spiritual experience. It's a journey, a wonderful journey that we want to share with people. Voilà, it's our responsibility, it's the responsibility of everyone.
Can we talk about the shift of the consciousness? And since you were mentioning the mother, she also talks about the superhuman, to the descendant of Superman, yeah? Have you maybe get in touch with any of the people around here who are maybe different?
Different in which way?
Yeah.
Let's say so. For example, we were born with DNA strands activated too, yeah? When you go the spiritual path, you activate it more and more. Mm. You come to 12, or the girls go 36. But for example, the generation of children who are born in late 80s, or even 2000 and up, they are already born with 12 DNA strands activated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you if you get across with any of those superhuman. She named a new species.
Yeah. I think the superhuman are in the forest. Don't speak too much.
Yeah. On the Himalaya.
No, but you are superhuman for me. You do a great job.
Thank you.
I understand your question.
I think
children. Get across with the children.
Yes, we met. You mean in Auroville especially, or in our life?
The whole planet. Because
here's condensed.
Maybe here's a condensed, and it's actually. It's from certain parts of the planet, but I think that's going on all over the planet.
No, our life, we had the blessing to meet people who are like avatar, so evolved.
Yeah, that's what I was
asking.
You know, so connected. For instance, we are devotee of Ama, Amrita Nanda Mai. Mm-hmm. We follow Ama since 25 years or 30 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. We are very close to her, and sometimes we travel with her. It's an amazing experience. It's energy, it's electricity, it's frequencies. It's you see the pure love in action. You know, it's not only.
It gives fruits. You know, you can see the fruits.
It's pure love in action.
That's contagious, right?
Yeah.
Voilà. So. Ama for me is maybe the best example I can give about this connection, and we met other people from India, also in Africa, who are so deeply connected, who are one with the divine, who are here and already in another consciousness, who have no limitation and no fears also. Because
you have something to say.
Actually, what he's saying is that I was asking in a revealing, we had a conversation at the guest house that I wonder when I sleep at night, it comes to me, what was mother going through to have such a vision? Mm. You know, I've never encountered one being human to have such a vision of and when I read her books and her philosophies. Like quick reads. How does one speak like this with so much depth, with so much and he answered me, and before we spoke he said he's not Christian, he's just a person, he travels, he lives, you know. But how he answered me, it made me realize that there is so much wisdom in him, more than to me, the one I say that I'm a believer, he just said, probably he was touched by the higher spirit. And probably that higher spirit was touched by another higher spirit. So it's when you say divine and avatar, I'm thinking there's people, they live among us. And they're very subtle, and they're very secretive, and they're very
absolutely
drawn back.
That's the humbleness of the higher beings. Yeah.
For sure.
They are the ones who have all the answers, but, you know, they...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now I'm watching the children, you know.
Yeah.
And the children, some of them, they got capacities which are beyond, like telepathics, healings, and stuff like that. Our generation doesn't have it, or if it takes years to practice and to come to that steps, but they are born with it. So to me, that is a new species, a new human race in which I have really got faith. Do we need anything else to say?
Thank you.
Yes, but it's good to finish by that, because really what we want to share, the thank you. I always say the same story, but we are three of us, we are very happy to go to the Matrimandir.
It's amazing.
We try to go every day. It's an amazing experience. We go in our cave, inner chamber, and it's an amazing experience. But when we enter, we have always this feeling of gratitude for the people, but for Mother who have the vision, and for the people who create that. For many generations, they work and work. When we have the motorbike, we cross the forest for people who plant. Tree by tree, this beautiful forest. So we have always this feeling to there were people before us, and we are here thanks to us also.
Thank to them.
Thank to them. Not thank to us, thank to them. And so we are very grateful for that. So yes, thank you for all the work, for the path which has been open.
For the dream.
For the dream.
Because
we can blame the mother for that.
Yes, but because this dream is very it's a necessity for to open the consciousness to say that yes, it's possible, it can be possible,
and also it's possible to choose an alternative way.
Exactly,
we are not obliged to stay in a world where everything is
written
for you, where you are obliged to be in a box and enter in a system that always push you down, and you are not allowed speak your mother tongue, your language, your life. You are not allowed to believe in your dream. You are not allowed. It's always a system of competition, of duality. There is something possible, different, and an alternative way, and it's beautiful for that in Auroville to live that here.
Because we have a great scientist. His name is Jacquard. He said the evolution come on always with something which look like a mistake, you know. There's
an accident.
There's a fish who go out of the sea.
Asad Prem said that.
There's a fish which go out of the sea.
And he's obliged to develop.
And he's obliged to develop his, you know, his lungs and all that. After there's a monkey which he leaves it. He wants to leave the tree and he has to work and things like that.
I think you don't really believe in evolution, right?
We do.
Yeah, we do. Yes. So
no,
there's an alternative to say about to speak about the alternative way.
We believe in evolution because we feel, as Mother and Sri Aurobindo said, we are being of transition ourselves in our small life. We already feel how we are in a passage. We can feel the transition. We can feel a new cycle in our life also. So of course we. It's not a belief, the evolution is an experience in our cell, in our life.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
See you on the show.
Yes, for sure.
For sure. Thank you.